It's more than a little infuriating. I guess our question is for restaurants and for hotel workers, anybody in hospitality, that you folks have given to the point where a lot of you had to give up, giving to the point of giving up. So let's get a little update here. You know, hopefully it's a little rosier picture than what I'm painting. Jonathan Horwitz joins us. He's the CEO of Convive Hospitality Consulting, former president of the Houston Restaurant Association. Is it any better than the way I'm describing it? Please tell me it is, Jonathan.
Well, good morning. I wish I could be the bearer of better news, but unfortunately right now the industry is really still suffering. We're seeing more closures, and, you know, we need people to get back out there spending money again. We need people to get healthy. We need vaccines. We need a lot of things to revive the hospitality business, because right now it's not on a very good trajectory, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just was out in what was once a very vibrant get-out-on-the-town area of Houston yesterday, and I was stunned by the numbers of shuttered restaurants, not to mention bars, nightclubs, that sort of thing. It just really kind of blew me away.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not just one factor that plays into it. People have changed their habits. People are, you know, eating more at home. They're going to the grocery stores and cooking more at home. They're just not going out. They're not comfortable yet. We hope that vaccines will get out there faster and faster and faster and broader, and that we can, you know, get to that level where people are comfortable again going out, gathering, traveling. You know, business travel is down, business entertainment is down, all of those things that go into the economy, particularly for the hospitality business. It's just not happening right now, and there's a very large segment of the population that's just not comfortable yet, because the numbers and the virus is still there. I mean, everybody needs to, you know, everybody understands it's still there. We just have to find a way to get people comfortable again to go out and eat and to spend money in these local businesses, particularly the small businesses that are really suffering.
Well, you know, the media did a great job of scaring the bejeebers out of people, and it's going to take a while. It's not like flipping a switch, is it? It's going to take a while for people to kind of go back to the way things used to be. Nobody feels like we're anywhere near normal just yet.
No, and that's true, and we want to do everything possible to accelerate that process, and that's what's going to help businesses get back on their feet. Even if we get more stimulus and things like that, it's not going to be enough. We need to get people that go out and spend money. We need to get them comfortable again and healthy and staying healthy and, you know, bringing the numbers down, all of those things. Until that happens, businesses, particularly small businesses, are really susceptible to this. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see more closures during the course of this year until things get better. But I'm hopeful that they will. I'm hopeful that the vaccine distribution really ramps up and we get people out there, and people are, you know, going to feel like they can get back into the economy again. That's what we really, really need.
Well, it's already on the pipeline to do that. You know, they told us they were going to roll it out as fast as they could, and they are. They're ramping up, and we've got more vaccines in the pipeline. So try to hang on.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
we're with you.
I'm hopeful for that. Absolutely.
Yep,
absolutely.
In the meantime, in the meantime, we remind our listeners, patronize your favorite restaurant so it's still there by the end
yes,
of the year.
Yeah, they can do that. Yeah, they can do that through takeout. You know, yep. They can do that through delivery, that gift cards, all of those things. There are ways to continue to support the small businesses locally here, for sure.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks as always. Appreciate it. The CEO of Convive Hospitality Consulting, former president of the Houston Restaurant Association, Jonathan Horwitz, joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.